Good morning.
Morning.
Hello, I'm JC Long.
I'm Andrew Collins, and we're trying out this. See how this sounds underneath us talking.
It's a Glasgow Jubilee bed.
It's good,
I think.
Yes, there'll be a Scottish theme to today's show. There always is, though, isn't there, really? You're listening to Six Music, by the way, if you've just tuned in. Thanks to Joe Good in Manchester. It's all about us now, frankly. It is all about us.
Yep. A wonderful 3 hours.
We're going to spend the next 3 hours trying to contain our excitement because one of us is going on holiday.
I am not going on holiday.
You are. I've been there to the Edinburgh Festival. It is going on holiday.
If that is a holiday, then that is not a holiday.
It's a bit like one.
Basically, to go to Edinburgh as a comedian is the most stressful thing you can do. It's like taking psychotropics and going into the desert.
Yeah.
You find yourself and you realise you do not like yourself and then you come back into the world.
But slightly differently, you are surrounded by about 2,000 other people who also don't like themselves.
Yeah, it's terrifying. But I'm really excited. I'm going to the Edinburgh Fringe and I'm leaving on Monday and I think it's going to be really good. But I was thinking about it because going to Edinburgh, as a comedian, you think it's the most important thing in the world, but most people don't really care. And it's basically just like a conference for comedians that lasts for a month. And so what I would love is if people listening work in a very specific industry, maybe they've just had their conference, you know, and I'd love to know who's hot and who's not. Like, who's the new hot name in the world of plasticisation, for example?
There must be one.
Yeah, there must
the
be one.
Everybody's talking
and
about.
Everyone's like, Mike Gunn has done some amazing things recently with nodules. Do you know what I mean? That's what I want to hear about.
There's got to be the hot, new, young photocopier salesman.
Yeah, and everyone's like, his stats are incredible.
Yeah.
The way he shifts the toner.
Hey, I worked in offices for years. Let's be honest, and this is a truth that is not often revealed. Working in the media, a lot of it is basically working in offices, so it's not like there's any big difference, really. Comedians, slightly different. You don't have an office.
We have a lot of admin.
But a lot of the media is an office job. So, you know, we're all the same, really, is what I'm saying.
You'd be the most disappointing speaker at an end-of-year assembly.
That's me.
It'd be like, OK, here's Andrew Collins. He's going to tell you all about the world of showbiz. It's basically, you work in an office, basically.
That's true, though. I love to bring down the curtain. That's my job. Well, we'll tell you more about the features on the show after we've played this record, which will be by Bombay Bosglop.
Let the wild rumpus start!
Don't let me change. Do what you wanna do.
Yeah, we thought you might like to hear that song in full. We always play the beginning of it when we do our regular feature, It's Your Thing. So there you go, that was the actual It's Your Thing by the Isley Brothers.
I say the Isley Brothers, is that wrong then?
Yeah.
Oh,
But keep saying it.
I shall.
You absolutely should keep saying it because it will become right eventually if you keep saying it. I think.
When I am dead.
Yeah, because you're a very influential person.
In terms of pronunciation, definitely.
So we will have It's Your Thing later in the show. We're also obviously looking for, as we have been every week, Geek of the Week. And we have a new jingle for this particular feature. So it will be a shame not to be able to play this jingle because one of you didn't nominate yourself as Geek of the Week. Joseph.
Can I please say that this jingle is by Mandarin from the band Biss, who are my absolute teen heroes. They were the most fantastic band. So.
The brilliant thing is that she kind of very politely asked if she could do us a jingle, which is amazing.
And she's also, she sent us an email saying, thank you for letting me send you another jingle for your collection. Oh my word, it is a privilege. The Japanese for Geek of the Week was Konshu no Otaku.
Right, that's what it's called from now on, even though it's the last day we're doing it.
Because Biss did that thing which I've always hoped that I could somehow do, but which turns out as a comedian you can't do, which is have an amazing following in Japan.
Yes.
I dream of that. I dream of going over there and people being like, kawaii, Josie Long! And me being like, yes!
Well, let's have that fantasy. We'll just play the jingle just so you can hear it, and then we'll give you the details.
If you're obsessed with an interest, eccentric knowledge you've got to show. You're passionate, our collector says. Please get in touch and just let us know. Geek of the Week, nominate our friend. Geek of the Week, on yourself. Geek of the Week, tell Andrew Collins. Geek of the Week, tell Josie Long.
Oh, that's good. See, we have to play it just in case we don't get a nomination, but we will now, because that will remind you. You must nominate yourself. You can tweet us. Go to BBC Six Music Sat AM. Let us know about yourself there. Text us.
64046.
Yeah, or get in touch by email, which is the old-fashioned steam-powered email of andrew.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. So we can play that again.
Oh, how good was it? It was like a pop song.
Mandarin. Brilliant.
Mm.
How lucky we are. Right, so that's your instructions for the day. Also, we need to tell people why we're playing this next song, because I believe it's one of your personal favourites.
Well, it's one of my free plays.
Yeah.
Well, I thought, because this is the fifth of our five shows, 100% achieved.
Yes.
And because in the first week I played a track by Standard Fare, I thought this one was really apt, because she talks about her suitcase being packed under the bed and about being ready. But also, I mean, it is technically a kind of apocalyptic, paranoid fantasy song. So that element of it is not akin to my life. But I think it's a brilliant song.
But it does hint at the experience of going and performing in the Edinburgh
Well, I
festival.
Suppose it does. It's like, I'm digging a bunker. I'm ready. I can run. I can be still. I mean, it's similar. It's very similar.
Perfect. Standard Fare. Kanye West, Touch the Sky. That's nice. He's on at the Big Chill over the weekend, which you can hear via the wonders of Six Mix and Craig Charles on Six Music, which is nice. And before that, it's Josie's choice. It was Standard Fare.
Yes, sorry, I've been quiet because I'm trying to draw the comic book.
Which we should mention, because every week, if you've not been listening, the last 4 weeks, Josie draws a comic strip of the show and then we scan it in, although there's apparently only one scanner in the entire building. Oh, there are two now. We've got a new one. We've demanded a second one that works. So it took a while to get last week's up, and I think it got up on Thursday or something. But anyway, we'll put today's up as soon as we can after the show, and we'll put links up to all five of the comic strips so you can relive the last 5 weeks. That'll be on our Twitter page, which is BBC Six Music Sat AM, which is a place to go if you want to get in touch with us. Don't use our personal ones, it takes too long. Go straight there, BBC Six Music Sat AM. Satan with an M on the end. So the comic strip's going. If you want to influence the comic strip, you can get in touch and give Josie some things to put in it, or if you want to be in it.
We've had some remarkable literature
sent us. Some poems have sent us. Shall I put some music on? Are you going to read
one
out?
No, I think we should do it later.
Well, I'll read this one. You save that one till later, right?
Okay.
I'll read this one out. This is been sent in by Josie. Not this Josie, a different Josie.
But may I say congratulations on your excellent name?
It's a very good name. Josie says, I would like to have made a jingle, but since I have no musical talent, I thought I'd do it in the form of a poem. So there you go. Here we go. On BBC Six Live, Collins and Long, with wit, warmth and chatter and wonderful songs, they talk about taking... Oh, I should read it better than this. They talk about taking canoes to Peru. How else would you cure your hangover blues? When Josie leaves Andrew for Edinburgh town, my face will be wearing a right old frown. But hopefully soon they'll be back on Six with wit, warmth and chatter and hand-drawn comics. Pretty nice, that Josie, the other Josie, thank you very much.
It felt for a second like we were doing old-time radio.
Please do
send us in your poems and we shall endeavour to read them.
It's actually always nice to play Desert Island Discs, because it's possible that neither of us will ever be asked onto it. I don't know, you more likely than me,
wow.
I think.
Oh, wow. Thanks, buddy. Thanks for crushing my dreams,
but you're
buddy.
Younger than me, so you've got a few more years to become an establishment. I think it's too late for me now.
You never know. You know, maybe Tolstoy didn't start writing good novels till he was 50 odd.
He's saying
that not. Makes it seem like no. Sorry,
I've never this written a novel.
Exactly, yeah. This is what I'm saying.
Okay, so yes, if you want to send us a poem, you can. We can certainly not discourage that because it's a form of creative expression, which we're all for here, aren't we?
And please contact us to be the geek of the week. That sounds desperate. We're not needy. We've got our own lives.
We just want to play the jingle again. And the other geeks of the week over the last 4 weeks have been brilliant. So basically, join that particular gallery of people. We'll play Fool's Gold now. So andrew.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk if you want to get in touch by email.
Or you could text us on 6566.
You could, you know, or go to that old Twitter address, BBC Six Music Sat AM. That's where it's all happening. That's the water cooler.
That's the water cooler.
That's the water cooler. Lemonheads and Confetti.
It's a great song.
Lovely. Fool's Gold before that, with Wild Window. We're back after the news with many things, including possibly Geek of the Week, depending if you get in touch and tell us that you are the Geek of the Week, which you still have time to do.
But also text us about conferences. It's like the least amusing radio phone-in ever. Like, just tell us about conferences you've been on.
Yeah, conferences, away days and courses that you've been on in the nature of your job, which might amuse us. That's all we require. Here's the news.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
I like that guitar bit.
Yeah.
That's The Strokes with Machu Picchu. And before then, it was The Stranglers.
From 1977. If people have just tuned in, we should always remind them who we are.
Yeah, but I'm not going to.
No, nor am I. You work it out for yourself. Yeah.
I'm Josie Long. Hello.
And I'm Jules Holland. This is our excuse to talk about an unusual thing that we did this week, which was we actually saw each other outside of the studio, which is very rare.
It was very weird to see you because it was like, hey, partner, what are you up to?
You've got a life outside of Six Music. That is odd. We both appeared at Karaoke Circus, which people who are lucky enough really to be living in London or Edinburgh, which is where it's usually performed. It is a live karaoke night for people either in comedy or on the fringes of comedy and members of the public to sing karaoke with a proper band.
And it was a huge orchestra this time.
It was at the 100 Club, a legendary venue where they occasionally do it in the middle of the summer. This goes on every couple of months. So basically, we go to their website and find out when the next one is. It sells out before anyone knows who's going to be on. So it's not about who's on. It's about the fun of the evening. Mm.
And the band members who play are members of David Devont and his spirit wife, a fantastic 90s group, and a member of the Loves, Danielle Ward, the comedian, multi-talented woman, and oh my word, it's so exciting.
It's an amazing night to go to anyway, but even better if you get up to sing. And we both did. And Josie, you got up first.
Yes, I sang Dirty Dream number 2 by Belle and Sebastian, and it was too high for me, and I embarrassed myself.
It was all right. I think the crowd are with you. That's the thing about Karaoke Circus. It's not a night for booing or going, that's not very good, is it? It's kind of, yeah, well done for getting up. And I wriggled out of singing by doing Walk This Way.
Now, he's been very modest. It was one of the best things I've ever seen in my life to see Andrew Collins. Vibing it is the way to describe it. I mean, I wish that he would do it again on this radio show.
No,
that's all I'd like to ask. Well, you know,
I did learn the words.
To do Tom Waits. He's learned the words. But I tell you something, that this will really help you get to know what Andrew Collins is like as a man. He kept his shoulder bag on for the whole thing.
Well, it's because I don't like to leave it anywhere.
So
I took it with me on
stage.
Doing
like this aggressive rap, but he's got his little shoulder bag on.
That is a man bag. There's nothing wrong with that.
There's
bag.
There's no shame in a man
no
bag.
No shame in
absolutely
any kind of bag.
Not.
And in fact, I would consider the highlight of the evening to be Chris Addison doing Eloise, originally by Barry Ryan and then covered by The Damned.
But I should also say that sketch group Pappies did Country House by Blur, and one of them dressed up as a sheep, one of them dressed up as a scarecrow, and the other one kept saying, come by.
That is what you get. And in fact, that is up on YouTube. So if you ever want to look at any, there's lots of clips from various karaoke circuses. If you don't get to them in London, then just go and look on YouTube. You'll find all sorts of stuff up there. Just put in Karaoke Circus. Anyway, we're going to play this for Chris Addison and everyone who came to and appeared at Karaoke Circus this week at the 100 Club. We were played at the 100 Club.
And to anyone who loves to sing.
Yeah, sing along to this now. Barry Ryan.
Hello, everyone. That was Am I Just a Man by Steve Mason.
It was.
And preceding it, it was Barry Ryan with Eloise, which is an epic song. It's got a whole coda to it that you don't even anticipate.
That's the way they made songs and hit songs as well in 1968, and that was for Chris Addison, who sang it at Karaoke Circus this week. Now, Josie, you were saying earlier on that obviously you've been doing previews for your Edinburgh show, which has to be a good clear 1 hour long.
It's all, I mean, ideally it's supposed to be 55 minutes.
Well, yes,
long.
But no, yeah,
an hour,
than 60.
Yeah, no longer than 60.
But it was, you were telling me it's 74 at the moment. That means you have to cut 14 minutes from your show to make it perfect, which I'm sure you will. If you in real life, not in the crazy world of comedy, could take 14 minutes out of your life thus far, only one chunk, not 14 separate minutes, but one 14 minute chunk out of your life, is there a bit, if you removed it, it was just gone. And it would make your life better.
Make the whole of your life better.
Just
that,
that
one
thing.
Edit
yeah.
from your
one
life.
One edit, but from your entire life. Only one, and you have to pick very carefully.
Well, I was thinking about this, and mine is so boring, but when I was 13, I jumped off a gate, and I smashed my ankle against a rock. And ever since then, it's given me chip. When I run, I fall on it. It's awful. And if I could just edit that 14 minutes of my life out, oh, I'd be far and away. I'd be so happy.
That'll
so it's quite boring. But
it doesn't
what's
matter. It doesn't matter. Well, I'm just thinking about it now. When I went to Glastonbury 2 years ago, I smashed the screen of my smartphone, which I'd only just got, and it was in the kind of side pocket of the large combat shorts that middle-aged men wear. And I smashed it against the side of a crepe stall when I was buying a crepe. And I thought that was a very un-rock-and-roll place to smash it. And so I'd quite like to take that 14 minutes out, because I could get a crepe afterwards.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't mind foregoing that crepe, and that 14-minute period should just about cover it. The rest of Glastonbury was fine, and then my phone would still have been working. And this is at the beginning of the festival, so I would take that out.
What a life you have lived! That is your only regret.
It's not my only
regret.
That's
your only
edit.
It's
the first one I could think of, and there are some regrets, which obviously there's no way I'm going to tell you about. But you may have one that you'd like to share. It can be as personal as you like, but don't go mad. Let us know.
And also, if anyone has seen my previews, if they want to suggest 14 minutes of cuts in the most constructive way possible, you know, don't be all like, "I hate you, you're awful," because that won't help. But
no, won't.
You know, maybe like, "How about that bit about jollies?" And yeah, I'll be like, "That is going nowhere."
Something will go from Josie's show. But if your life could be removed to 14 minutes, what would it be?
We're about to play the specials, and I love the specials.
We better tell people how to get in touch, though, before this starts. andrew.6music@bbc.co.uk is the email address.
You can text us on 64046.
That would be the most useful way of getting in touch. All right, we'll let this go now. This is actually slightly more important than us.
That's the specials with Ghost Town.
Ghostly.
Alicia, that's your link. Oh, it's ghostly.
It is, though, isn't it? That's what everyone's thinking. Sorry.
You just had the guts to say it.
Yeah.
Our producer, Alicia, has just told us an amazing fact. She says that her friend and her were having a conversation, and her friend just casually dropped in as if it was a normal thing that her dad had bought a helicopter on eBay. Right, and then...
What, while drunk?
Bunny bought a bloody helicopter again. No, basically, a helicopter. And then Alicia's like, "What?" And then her friend goes, "No, it's not a Chinook or anything."
Yeah,
as if, because that would be weird,
really
buying
be weird,
a big helicopter.
Yeah.
But and then we were just looking on eBay. You could just buy a helicopter on eBay if
apparently,
you want.
Yeah.
They're only like, there's one for £7,500. That's a lot of money.
That's a
but,
snip.
I mean,
if you're in the helicopter buying market, that's pretty cheap.
And also it says buy it now. Like,
buy it now.
I am in such dire need of a helicopter, guys.
I know.
I need to get it. And but then how about delivery and things like this, like postage, delivery? None of them say, you know, £3.50.
There must
postage.
Be some kind of postage.
Must collect helicopter.
Yeah. Must collect with big massive lorry.
But then your friend's dad was like, "Well, I'm gonna have to get it home as quickly as possible." It's like, why? So you can then go to the shops in the helicopter? Like, what do you have that is urgent that needs to be done via helicopter? So I don't suppose anyone's bought anything. Bought anything very strange off of eBay?
What I do on eBay is, and other auction sites are available, I don't know why I said that, I tend to buy things that I used to have and then had to get rid of for space and then just buy them again. So I had loads and loads of NMEs and I got rid of them all apart from ones that I'd written a big feature in, and there are a couple that I failed to keep, which I should have done, so I just went on the auction site
and found
got
them again.
Yeah. And I bought a Tufty Club board game, which I used to have when I was a kid, and so it's like I've still got it. It's not my one, somebody else had it, but I bought it on eBay anyway.
See, I'm no good at eBay for two reasons. Firstly, I hate the fact that people use robots to cheat on it. I feel like it's the worst part of humanity, and I also don't like the fact that it's about getting as much money as you can for an object. That to me feels, I don't, I mean,
it's about bargains. Think of it as a buyer's market rather than a seller's market, and if you can get something for 1p, then you laugh all the way.
But I never
not
do
to the, bank.
The robots steal it at the
you
last
laugh
minute
all the way past the bank, can't you? That's the whole point of it.
But then my other reason is I tried to sell some stuff on eBay and I just got too excited about the idea of posting things out to strangers. So I was selling some old singles that I'd got of Green Day from when I was 13, and bought some Green Day
singles. Of those.
I did, and then I remembered that I had a couple of Green Day t-shirts from when I was a 13-year-old who wore Green Day t-shirts and leggings. It was a good combo, and so I was sending it to like this young person, and I secretly put the t-shirts in extra because I knew that when they opened it up they'd be like, "Holy cow,
I got a free t-shirt,
I got a free t-shirt."
You're spreading love, which is good. You're also like the kind of t-shirt fairy. You just drop in t-shirts occasionally, just like drop them and leave them for people.
Yeah, that's my plan.
Somebody,
it's better than those people who pose in a reflected item on eBay so that they can give themselves a thrill.
Do people do that? What, in people toasters
do
and
that.
Things?
Yes.
That's a whole... I don't want to go there. I literally don't want to go there. So in the next half hour, after we've played Gorillaz and Elbow, we will be speaking, I do believe, to our Geek of the Week, who we've tracked down.
Who, it's a brilliant one.
Let's not preempt,
week.
But it is brilliant.
BBC Radio.
Six.
That was Elbow.
Yeah.
Now, we've received such a lovely email from Scott. Oh, no, sorry, from Rich in Leeds. Scott.
Printed out by Scott.
Yeah, it was printed out by Scott.
You've got to understand emails. At the top, it's the person who printed it out, and then underneath it is the name of the person.
Good morning, Andrew. Sorry,
what,
where am I?
Me?
Thanks.
Oh, you're reading it out. That's not right. It's just to me.
Richard. No, it's lovely. Even if he does think I don't exist. No. At 1 p.m.
Maybe he thinks I do the admin.
Well, you
it's your show,
you
but somebody has to do the paperwork. You know me.
That is true. He does do the admin because he pushes all the buttons and stuff, and I lounge around.
And I have a lot of office experience, as I believe we've established.
At 1 p.m. today, this isn't me. This is the email. At 1 p.m. today, I will be marrying my beautiful girlfriend, Charlie.
Aww.
Six Music has been a constant soundtrack to our relationship for 5 years. She'll be listening in her hotel room right now as she gets ready for the big day ahead. Could you please say good morning to her from me and give her my love? Anyway, I best go get my suit on. We love Six Music, Rich in Leeds.
That is so nice.
That's the nicest thing ever. Congratulations.
It is almost the nicest thing ever. Yeah. I thought I had the wedding march here somewhere, but I can't find it now.
Well, that's ruined their big day.
No, the fact that I tried to find it while you were reading that out.
Oh, I'm sure they'll say that in the ceremony. As usual. You know. Yeah. Well, we were really happy. But...
I'm in charge of admin here at the Andrew Collins and Josie Long show. So if I can find it, I'll just play it randomly later throughout the show. We're going to do Geek of the Week after this next record. Oh. Geek of the Week is going to be on the phone, and we're going to speak to the Geek of the Week, which will be the fifth Geek of the Week during this 5-week run, and it will be nice. So let's play Flaming Lips beforehand.
Oh, yes, please.
Yeah.
So congratulations again.
That's better.
To Charlie and Rich, Mr. and Ms. I've got my own way of dealing with these things. Yeah, congratulations.
Because I just felt bad that I couldn't call up the wedding march quickly enough last time. So, right, we move on to what has been a very successful feature, I think you'll agree, over the last 5 weeks, and that we got one person every week.
You're so pleased with yourself.
I just thought
we've done very well.
We have. We are all geeks here, and...
If you like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, then I'd say that you're a fan of the week. If you like one thing quite religiously that's frowned on by the majority, then I'd say that you're most likely a geek. And if you like celebrating a 7-daily achievement of something which fits perfectly the description of which I speak, and then it's safe to say in every way you'll like this book, hip, hip, hooray, it's time for the Geek of the Week.
Oh, how about that?
That's a great jingle from Chris Cohen.
And our Geek of the Week today is self-nominated. It is Mr. Peter Fletcher. Hello, Peter.
Hello, Andrew and Josie.
Hi.
Hello. Where are you, Peter?
I am in Hall Green in Birmingham.
Birmingham.
Oh, nice.
Lovely. Bit of Midlands action. That's what we like. Now, you are our Geek of the Week because you put yourself forward, and we have absolutely verified that you deserve this honour because of a website which people can go and look at right now called sneezecount.com. But you, Peter, must explain what it is.
Well, I, since July 2007, for reasons that I'm not entirely clear to myself, I have counted the number of sneezes that I've experienced, and every time I've sneezed, I've made a note of it, and I put it as a little blog entry on the website, and talk about how strong the sneeze was, and where I was, and what I was doing or thinking about at the time.
Well, it's perfect, actually, if you start looking at it. So, for instance, if people aren't on the website yet, 2,600 sneeze was in your back bedroom office. It was a moderate sneeze, and it happened while you were writing yesterday's letterbox log. So each sneeze is there. 2,600 is a nice neat number, but
there's another eight more now.
There are eight more since that.
I write them in the notebook and then I put them up in little batches.
Right.
Is anyone else listening just hoping that you're going to sneeze now? Because all I can think of is, I really would love it if you, like, and I know you can't do it to order, but I just, it would be so special to me. Anyway, I'm sorry.
No, I agree. If Peter was to sneeze on air, then we'd be very, very, very pleased, because it would say, sneezed while on air with Andrew Collins and Josie on Six Music. So why did you start this? Why did Sneeze One become Sneeze One, Peter?
Yeah, well, yes, that's a very good question. I can't remember exactly, but I think what happened was, at the time, I probably had one of these little daydreams about, you know, oh, I wonder how many times you sneeze in a year or in your entire life, you know, on these little kind of silly thoughts you get. And I thought, well, why don't I count? And it struck me that it would be such a ridiculous, pointless, mind-numbingly stupid thing to do that it really appealed to me. And I think actually as well, at the time I was, and I still am, but it slowed up, I was doing the Richard Herring consecutive number plate spotting.
That's a nightmare thing that we really don't want to get into.
Yeah, well, yes, quite. It's, you know, yeah. Well, so, but that was going on as well. And so that was a real, you know, pointless, utterly mindless thing to do. And it just appealed to me. And so the thing is, once you start, it's like... yeah, you know, it's like a lobster pot. You can't get out because when you start, then you can't. You just can't. There's no exit strategy for
you.
I can't get out.
So this will go on forever.
I thought at first, oh, maybe I'll do the 1,000 sneezes. But then, when I got to 1,000 sneezes, there was no way I was going to stop then. And I thought, well, maybe 1,000 days, and 1,000 days came and went. And I don't know how I'm going to ever stop, because the thing is, once you get into it, it just
becomes a part of who you are.
Very pointless and very stupid.
It's the mind of a true geek, and as we always say, geek is a compliment.
I think there's a lot of poetry to them. They're like haikus.
Yes.
They're so so terse and so beautiful. It's very good.
Thank you.
It's like, you know, TV/living room, moderate to strong writing about letterboxes. It's beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's a little miniature diary. It's like a random micro diary of my life.
May I ask, Peter, have you a favourite sneeze? One that we could perhaps look out for while we're scrolling through your 2,608 sneezes?
One that I often sort of quote is actually a really early one, which is number 42.
The early ones are always the best.
Yeah, and it
I like your old sneezes.
Still quite fresh, really.
Yeah.
And I was actually in a marquee in a field in Norfolk.
Right.
And I was, I can't remember how strong it was, but I was looking at quiche. And I remember I was looking at some quiche, and I was very careful. I'm very, very hygienic.
Of course you are. I wouldn't have
very practiced this whole thing.
Of course.
And also, being really aware of doing the sneezes, you become aware of when you're going to sneeze. Because always you're thinking, okay, what am I doing? Is it something I can write down and put on the internet?
And have you noticed that certain things...
So I'm very aware of, you know, I was looking at the quiche, I thought, that's perfect, I'm looking at quiche.
You're allergic to quiche, but I'm as a doctor, you're allergic to quiche. Enjoy your honour, because there are only 5 Geeks of the Week, and you are one of them, Peter, and we're happy to have you there.
But I'd like to ask you just quickly, because you're doing a show in Edinburgh at the Fringe as well.
You're going on holiday too to Edinburgh.
Shut up, Andrew.
Yeah, I wasn't going to bring that up.
But. No, but I'm really excited about it, because you're on with somebody who I'm a fan of via Twitter, called Lewis Dryburgh. Is that how you pronounce his name?
Dryburgh,
of course. The Scottish, they've got their own way.
Yeah, like Edinburgh.
You may name the show, Peter, before we let you go.
Oh, okay. It's called The Quotidian Review.
Yeah, and it's on where?
And it's on at the Bongo Club.
Bongo Club.
And what I like about what you're doing is you all sort of spoke at the Boring Conference, which is about celebrating things that people might think are boring from the outside but are actually fascinating.
Yeah.
And Lewis has got a website as well, which I think is lewisdryburgh.com, but I'm not sure. I'll double check. And he did a brilliant speech about how you should reimagine certain spaces and use them as your own, and about how the tops of multi-storey car parks are only used on Saturday afternoons, and basically the rest of the time they're your own secret roof garden. And I found it really inspiring, so I can't wait to come and see your show. I think it sounds like it will be brilliant.
Well, thank you for talking to us, Peter. We didn't hear a sneeze there, but it's okay. We'll keep an eye on your website, which is sneezecount.com. And I'm going to play you one of our other Geek of the Week jingles as a fanfare to send you on your merry way. So thanks for talking to us.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
British Sea Power there. And we've had a lovely text. Oh, my God, I've just sneezed whilst listening to you all. Eve London.
That's great.
That's the power of this.
As did John Horner, who got in touch via Twitter. I genuinely just sneezed. I promise I'm not lying, as if we were doubt that you just sneezed.
So bless you both.
Peter Fletcher has got everybody counting their own sneezes now. Peter Fletcher, our Geek of the Week, our 5th Geek of the Week. Mm-hmm. We will put a link up on our Twitter page to his webpage, but it's easy to remember, sneezecount.com, and it is very profound.
Yes, and it reminds me of two interesting things. One, there's a novel by Dan Rhodes, who's one of my favourite writers, called Gold, and in it the main character counts all her sneezes up to 1,000, and he says if no one says bless you for 1,000 sneezes, I think 1,000, maybe 100, you die.
Really?
And it's, I think it's something he invented, but it's very profound. And also,
we should say that then to Peter Fletcher, just in case.
Yeah, people need to say bless you.
Yeah.
We will bless you. We will bless you all. We're like rent-a-pope.
And pass on blessings.
Also, Ellie Harrison, there's an artist that I really like called Ellie Harrison. Her website's ellieharrison.com. And she used to be an obsessive data collector as well. She used to log everything she ate. She did a period of time where she logged kind of how much air she was breathing, how much exercise she was taking.
How do you do that?
I know. Oh. And she had a big graph that she had to chart and stuff, and she's written a book called Confessions of a Recovering Data Collector. Right. So I think that is what Peter Fletcher needs to read to have his exit strategies. Confessions of a Recovering Data Collector.
You don't want to be counting your sneezes for the rest of your life, do you? Because you might live longer than the internet. The internet might break down.
Whoa, don't say that. And you could take that back. You wash your mouth out.
You could be just having to do it on a bit of slate with a stone in a post-oil world. Hey, it's a cheery thought for you all. So thanks to Peter Fletcher. We'll be back after the news with, I believe it's time to do It's Your Thing. It is. After the news, we'll do It's Your Thing.
So that was the Cardigans. And after that, that was the Cardigans. And then, I know that wasn't the Cardigans.
That wasn't. No.
Oh, jeez.
Hey.
It was the Beastie Boys with Santa Claus. Don't play no game that I can't win.
Yeah.
And before that, it was Love Fool by the Cardigans.
That's correct.
Which reminds me so much of when I had my first ever job as a catering assistant in the Army and Navy restaurant in Bromley.
Right. And how was that job?
We absolutely took the mickey out of that job in a way that I've never been able to get away with since.
No.
We used to throw things and steal things.
No.
And had a wonderful time. But that reminds me of working in an industrial dishwasher. Whenever I hear that song, I'm like, okay, I've got to turn the hose on. So there we go.
Industrial dishwashers, they're the best kind. I would still stack an industrial dishwasher badly. That's my curse.
I think I would do it very well.
I think I'm doing it very well as well, but I never am. I'm very poor. I always do some stupid thing when I'm doing it and then don't put it on. That's my other thing. We in this half hour are doing It's Your Thing, but before we do It's Your Thing, I'm going to play Harry Chapin, Cats in the Cradle, which I heard on another radio station, which might actually have been a Radio 2, so it's not too disloyal of me to have heard it. I think it was on Sounds of the 70s. It must have been, because it came out in 1974.
It's one of your free plays, isn't it?
I love listening to Sounds of the 70s with Johnny Walker.
Can I please ask, is this the song that was later covered by Ugly Kid Joe?
Do you know, if it was, I didn't know, but yes it is. A nod is coming from our heavy metal corner. So this is Harry Chapin, and number one in America, Cats in the Cradle. So it's about father-son relationships, so get with it. Hooray.
What you missed while that song was going on was me and Alicia, the producer, singing Father and Son in the style of Cat Stevens.
Very odd that you would sing that song while we're playing Cats in the Cradle by Harry Chapin. But
just thinking about father-son relationships in the 70s.
Yeah, it sort of fitted together quite nicely. So it's time for this.
Sing along, everyone. You don't have to. It's your thing. Do what you want to do.
It's Your Thing, which is a way of Josie and I trying to imagine what a sentimental object provided by the other actually means to them. And it's your object, Josie, so you need me to have a little look at it first.
I'm currently passing the thing
over the desk. It is, first glance, a small black box with some gold piping on it. This looks like something that might contain an item of precious jewellery. And we will open it up, and indeed it does. It contains a small jiffy bag, a sealable square bag, which has got something in it. It was sitting on a little sort of velvet cushion, as you'd expect. Right now, it looks like something illicit, but it isn't. It's got a little envelope inside, what I might call a wrap made of paper. That contains...
This sounds so dodgy.
I know, but not when we get it out, because it contains what looks like a key ring. It is a key ring. Attached to the key ring is sort of an ingot. Is that the correct word for that thing?
I don't think so.
Well, I'm saying it anyway. It's a piece of metal. Precious in some way. It's got things embossed upon it, which only Josie will clearly know what that means. So this is obviously something given to you. My guess, it's a present of some kind, because it's in a presentation box. So
that's
is
true.
This something that was given to you rather than you actually purchase yourself? I'll hand it back to you so you can touch it and tell us
the thing
what
is,
it is.
I don't think you would ever guess what it is, right? Because
it looks quite new, I would say. The whole thing, the box, the inside, the actual item itself looks very shiny. I think it's quite new. I don't think it comes from far back in your past.
You're completely wrong. Well, I mean, it is quite new because it was for my 18th birthday. It's from the year 2000, which makes me, I think, about 25 or something. I can't remember.
Yeah,
And what it is my dad gave me this for my 18th birthday. It's kind of a key ring with a bit of metal on it that has
an ingot. Sort of,
yeah, an ingot, sure.
An ingot.
I got an ingot.
I'm going to look up ingot on Wikipedia. You keep talking.
You look it up, enjoy yourself. And it says like 925. It's got all these seals on it to prove that it is a bit of metal. And basically, it was my 18th birthday, and my dad thought, what more does my daughter need to send her into adulthood than a commemorative keyring to celebrate the year 2000.
Oh, is that what it is? So that's what the words or the numbers on it mean.
And this was like my special present. And I mean, I still to this day do not understand it. Like, I don't understand what I'm supposed to do with it. Or
you didn't ask.
Also, no, it's not as if I'm going to forget that there was the year 2000.
No, that's true.
It's a big deal. It's the also, pulp song.
You can't ask what the significance of something is if it's a present. You have to assume.
You can't be like, what?
Why have you given me this thing?
And it's very sweet of him. Like, he's obviously really thought, you know, well, she's 18 in the year 2000. It's very important.
Yeah.
But I do want to kind of go, did we have a conversation in like 1993 that I've forgotten where I was like, I really hope the year 2000 is special to me in some way. I really desire an ingot. You
must
know.
Have said there's a gap in, there's an ingot-shaped gap in my life, Dad. I found ingot on Wikipedia. It is a material, usually metal, that is cast into a shape suitable for further processing. So that's not quite what
further
that is.
Further processing.
There's no processing involved.
Doesn't mean anything.
Apart from mental and emotional processing, which is still ongoing.
Which I'm still trying to get over.
So. Right, so I failed to identify that, but then so have you, so I don't feel too bad about that.
I don't understand. And the thing is, I've kept it in the packet, in the bag,
that's
in
good.
The box, because it's special.
No, you should keep
but
it
but I
the
don't
box.
Know what to do with it.
You're doing it. You're keeping it. That is what you're doing with it.
As best it
you're
ought to be used.
It. I once had a presentation box with a pen engraved inside it, and it's still in that box because it seems silly to get it out and use it. It's to keep in a box, so that you're doing the right thing.
Then what? How many boxes is one supposed to have?
I don't know. One. Right, my box, well, it's not a box, but it's a thing, which I'll be doing in a moment, comes after this next song, which comes after this. Six music. That was Yuck and Getaway and this.
I like any band that sounds like Dinosaur Jr.
Yeah,
except Dinosaur Jr. No, I like them. Do
what you wanna do. My thing, next, it's a very simple object. I'll hand it over to you. Self-explanatory. Sentimental value only.
No, I describe this as an ingot.
It kind of is.
Oh, this is very cool. This is a Sainsbury's name tag.
I think you're allowed to mention that name once.
Yes, it's. I mean, there are loads of supermarkets, and you know, some of them are more ethical than others. And it says A. Collins.
Yes.
On it, and it's Dymo taped.
It's old-fashioned Dymo label tape.
None of this official scanning laser, whatever people do
none
these
that,
days.
None of that.
And it's Velcro as well, so it obviously went on the uniform. You could take it off.
Yeah.
Just very utilitarian. So I. was this your first job?
It was my first job.
Oh!
You mentioned your first job, not knowing that
yes,
that was my first
and
job.
And I still have my Army and Navy Josie Long thing.
There you go.
Thing.
Absolutely. Imagine if you brought that in today.
Oh,
that would have been spooky. So, yes, you've identified it, and I don't suppose there's any mystery, really, as to what kind of job it was. But
how long did you work there?
Not long enough, really, but long enough to learn a lot about hierarchy and my place in a hierarchy, which is useful in life, I think, to be at the bottom.
Nice.
Right, because when you're at school...
I know my place.
In your class, you are equal to your classmates. Certainly, that's the idealistic idea.
Mm-hmm.
But when you go into a workplace, you are at the bottom to begin with, and you have to. So I was at the bottom. I was a shelf stacker. I worked there at weekends, so therefore I wasn't even a proper staff member who was there in the week. And there were people there who worked there in the week who had, you know, kind of explosive, kind of late teenage skin, which I looked up to them because they knew more about stuff. And then there were people older than them. I'm talking about just the men at the particular supermarket I worked at. In Northampton, they were much older. They went out. They smoked because you could smoke indoors. Certainly in the warehouse, I think in those days, or certainly out the back of the warehouse. And there was a clear hierarchy, and I learned a lot. I was absolutely bottom of the rung, and that's what you have to learn. You have to learn
that
in life. You can't just go in at the top. Some people think the world owes them a living, Josie. I didn't.
Sorry, how old are you, Andrew? Are you
now
105?
Yes, I'm 105.
When I worked at the Army and Navy, because we were the Sunday staff,
right.
We had this kind of bohemian otherness to everyone else. Like, we could go in and just not give a monkeys about it. And you know, the Saturday staff would look down on us because they'd be like, they're not even proper weekend.
Not even proper Saturday.
And the
Saturday.
Week staff, you know, and Sunday. And also, because Sunday was the day that you had to get rid of all the food that had the potential to go off,
yeah.
We got to take home all the cakes. So, like, all the rest of the week staff would stare at us with... Jealousy, I suppose.
I remember you got a sort of subsidised canteen there, which is often the way, I suppose, if you work in a place that serves food or sells food. And one week, and I don't even know why, in my wage packet, which had cash in it, I had an extra 50p, and I think it was because I did stock taking the week before. And this 50p, I was so excited about, I used it to buy...
Because that would have been worth about £100
yeah,
in those days.
What I used, I went to the canteen and bought myself, and I'm going to have to say a name because it's evocative, a Britvic 55, which was a little can of fizzy orange juice, and it was my treat to myself. And that always makes me think of that because it's orange.
Aww.
The 50p, and how pleased I was with it. So anyway, that was Victorian times. Let us play an old record by Wilson Pickett.
1, 2, 3...
Get out. It's my Private Idaho.
Hey, I've just realised, by mistake, that was the B-52s and Private Idaho, which became the name of a film, My Own Private Idaho. And before it, we had High Noon by DJ Shadow, and High Noon was a film.
Very good, Andrew.
He's on fire.
I'd like to recommend
his observations.
I'd like to recommend something that I came across this week.
Yeah, do.
And it's on a website called happyplace.com. And the article is "The World's Most Brilliantly Pointless Street Flyers." And it's a collection of people. I think it's not just one person. They've been taken. People who enjoy making a poster that means nothing and then sticking it up on a tree or a poster in a shop. So there'll be things like, "Have you seen this guy? Because he's awesome." Or my favourite one is there's an octopus. You know those ones where there'll be a flyer for kind of, I don't know, a class or a flat. And at the bottom, there'll be lots of little strips you can tear one.
Tear them off.
Phone number.
Yeah, you see them all the time.
And my favourite one is a picture of an octopus. And each of the legs is a strip.
Right.
And the question is, would you like this octopus to have fewer legs? And they all say yes, and you can rip off a leg. And it's wonderful. It's happyplace.com.
That's nice.
And it's the world's most brilliantly pointless street flyers. If you're feeling at all hungover, at all rattly, however you're feeling, have a look at this. It will cheer you up.
Talking of cheering ourselves up, before I read this text, we have not yet heard from the Andrew Collins and Josie Long show baby, Maya Holcomb, who is an incredibly mature baby, for a baby who this week will be 5 weeks and 29 hours old. We've heard from Maya every week by email. Usually writes quite an eloquent email for a tiny baby, but still, it's the last show for now. So let's hear from Maya today. We're allowed to say that you're coming back, aren't you? You're only going on holiday.
Oh,
you're going
what
on holiday.
Is this hilarious game that Andrew Collins is playing today?
Josie's going on holiday to Scotland for 4.5 weeks, and we'll be back on the 3rd of September?
I think so, yes.
Yeah,
I'm going on a walking holiday after Edinburgh, where I'm going to walk from Alnmouth to Berwick-upon-Tweed.
How lovely.
But psychopaths, you won't know where I am because I haven't planned the route yet.
Yeah, so don't, and there's no psychopaths listening. We've heard from Gemma in London, going back to sneezecount.com, which was Geek of the Week's own website, counting his own sneezes. And Gemma says, "I did a moderate sneeze while in the shower." That's a kind of waste of a sneeze, isn't it, when you're in the shower? Because some moisture comes out of you, but you're already covered in moisture.
It's like crying in the rain.
Yeah, exactly that. In fact, why has no one written a song about sneezing in the shower?
It's as poetic.
It'll be poetic. Come on then.
I've got an email.
Yeah.
Edinburgh University has chosen August as its month to have MSc students write up their dissertations during the world's largest arts festival. We too shall be full of self-doubt, hatred, panic, and in need of life affirmation. Stay strong, comedians. We're in this together.
Right,
Hannah in Edinburgh. Thank you, Hannah. I appreciate
Hannah
that.
And all MSc students up in Edinburgh with all those noisy comedians and people on stilts outside your window.
Oh.
Come to my show. Come to my show, please.
I lived above a shop on the Royal Mile a few years ago in Edinburgh. And there was the most passive-aggressive street performer in the world. Right? Firstly, he used a microphone, which in my opinion is cheating. But every morning he'd be like, "Come on, guys, I've come all the way from Canada to do this. The least you could do is join in." And I was thinking, this is, you know, you're imposing upon everyone. So there you go.
That's who Sleigh Bells are, Josie Long.
I liked it.
It's good, isn't it? That's kids. They're from America.
Ooh,
that's all I'm telling you about that. They're not from Canada, like that man with the microphone that you were speaking of. Now, a regular feature is that we speak to Johnny in Scotland.
The Pictish Trail.
The Pictish Trail is his trade name, but Johnny is his actual name. You're going to pretend to be a Scottish person.
Oh,
he's on the line now. Go on then.
Okay. Hello, Johnny. This is the newsreader, Kirsty I can't pronounce my surname at the moment. How are you?
Interesting. Wow, I've been getting a call from a Scottish celebrity each week, but this is the first Scottish woman.
Yes, I know, it's a bit strange, considering that I'm definitely a woman.
I mean, it's the most convincing Scottish accent you've done, because it is a woman's
voice. Thank you so much, Johnny. have a great time reading the news.
She's not really strictly a newsreader, are you, Kirsty? You present Newsnight reviews.
I do. I'm sorry to anyone who's listening to this.
Yeah, if people have not caught up with this little prank that Josie does every week.
It's a bit of fun, ladies and gentlemen.
And every week, Johnny is fooled.
Every week, Johnny is completely
fooled.
Hook, line, and sinker. Where are you today, Johnny? Because you're in a different place usually, anyway. Or are you still on the Isle of Egg?
Well, I left Egg, flew the nest, and I'm back in Stellardyke, in Anstruther, in the East Nuke of Fife, back to where it all began.
Now that's lovely.
4 or 5 weeks ago.
Exactly. So you've been you've come on full circle while we've been talking to you every week. And what's happening there today, now?
What's happening today? Well, not much. I'm about to make a rhubarb crumble.
So you just said not much and then completely underscored that by saying you're doing something very interesting.
Yeah, there's a lot going on in Scotland today. The crumble.
Well, I mean, it's quite a special crumble as well. I kind of feel like it's a crumble I shouldn't be making because it's just before I left to go to Egg, I got a new flatmate in my place here in Stellardyke, which is a fence recording artist called Hard Sparrow.
Yep.
Who made us a jingle.
He did a jingle, that's right. He's got a lot of time in his hands. And he moved here, and in my absence, whilst I was away, he was moving in. James Yorkston, who's our neighbour up the road, came round and delivered some rhubarb to him. And I'm a bit bitter about it.
You guys live in...
I mean, I don't know if the rhubarb's bitter, but the actual... James has never given me anything.
No vegetables or fruit whatsoever.
Nothing.
So does Yorkston grow his own rhubarb then? Is his own rhubarb?
He has his own little vegan garden.
Oh,
he doesn't grow any meat or eggs in the garden.
He can't grow meat.
He's got his own garden where he's growing, like, vegetables and fruit. And
you can't be angry at a garden for being vegan. That's not allowed.
Really angry at that vegan garden. Yeah,
I think
that's an indie pop scoop, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it sounds to me like you live on a kind of a Scottish indie version of Stella Street, where everybody is a well-known and much-liked Scottish recording artist.
Well, quite possibly. It's kind of like that. It's sometimes we have to, because we get a bit lonely, we dress up like other members of the Fence Collective in the same sort of way that John Sessions and the other guy did.
It's a tiny world you live in, but we like it.
Today I'm Katie Tunstall,
wearing
a long wig.
Are you going to be making this, you're making a crumble out of James Yorkston's rhubarb that James Yorkston gave to your flatmate, and then you're going to make James Yorkston eat it and go, look what I have done.
Well, I've not properly looked at the recipe yet, but I'm pretty sure it involves butter.
I think you just cover the rhubarb in butter.
Maybe this is it. Maybe this is how I could get my revenge.
Quite
a cruel manner. I could be like, look, James, look, I made a crumble. Yes, it's vegan. Ah, it's not vegan. It's got butter in it.
Yeah, just put some meat in it. Anyway, no, don't do that. That's a horrible thing to do.
What a slap in the face that would be. Oh, yeah, the butter's, it's dairy-free. It's definitely dairy-free. And then he takes a massive bite and there's a big bit of chicken in it.
You're that close to being evil, Johnny. We're going to play your 30-second song. Do you want to tell us what it is and why you've written it this week for us?
Yep, I came back to Stellardyke this week, and it was kind of I'd been traveling all day from to get down from Egg, and I was quite exhausted, and what was happening in town was a big Kaylee, and that's where all my friends were. So I got back home, changed my shirt, went down, and there's no better way to going back to seeing friends than to see them all mid Kaylee. So
really?
I went into the hall, and there they were throwing themselves around the room, and it was quite like something from a film, albeit maybe like a low-budget basic Scottish television film.
That's all right.
This is why Scotland is a paradise to me, because if I come back to London, there is 0.1% chance that I will come back to a Kaylee.
That's so true. So this is the song you've written about that. Don't go away, because after we've played your 30-second song, and we love these, you've provided one every week for us, 5 weeks, which we love. And we'll just stay on the line so we can say thank you afterwards, Johnny.
Oh, okay.
Well, and it's called Imperfect Time.
I'm back in town and watching you throwing each other around in time, in perfect time.
All right, under 30 seconds as well. Thank you very much for that. It's been lovely talking to you every week.
It's been a joy. It's been a joy recording these songs for you guys. And
that's
It's been nice fun.
Josie,
you sound lovely on the radio, Hen. You've done very well.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that, Johnny. Thank you.
Can I say it again in a patronising voice? No, it's all right. That's very good.
Thanks, buddy.
Cheers. Thank you very much for that. And if people want to find about the Pictish Trail, where should they go online?
They should go to fencerecords.com.
Fencerecords.com, that should do you.
Or they should come down to Victoria Park on the 7th of August, because I'm playing at this festival called the Apple Cart Festival.
In London?
In London.
Oh, that's nice. It's like a cultural exchange. You go down to Hackney and I'll go up to Edinburgh. Yeah.
Let's do it.
Right, thank you very much. This is New Order. The Cure. Let's go to bed. When before the Brit Awards were kind of rebranded as the Brit Awards, I think they were called something like the British Music Awards, and they were on television, and The Cure won Best Band, and it was quite amazing because I was watching it thinking, I don't really care about much of this music here, but The Cure won Best Band, and they were presented the Brit, which was probably not called a Brit, it was probably called a Britannia Award or something, and they were presented it by Roger Daltrey, who seemed very excited about them winning it, which I thought was sweet. Somebody from the old generation handing on the baton to the new generation. But I remember absolutely vividly how he pronounced their name. And it was like this. The Cure! That's quite a good impression. And the winners are The Cure! And I thought, that is brilliant. Now I'm going to say that. Always like that now for the rest of my days. So your comic strip, we should mention it again, Josie, because there's only half an hour or so to go left of our final show in this particular stint.
Yes,
but we have established that you are coming back.
We are going to come
on
back
the 3rd of September, so the show will pick up.
Yeah, I think we're going to have some new features.
We're going to have to spend the next 4 weeks thinking of some features, won't we?
Yeah. How long they'll have us for.
Yeah, if anyone wants got any features or ideas, they could just let us know. We'll see if they're any good. We need one as good as It's Your Thing, one as good as Geek of the Week, and one as good as Johnny on the phone from a part of Scotland.
30 second songs.
Come on, you know, it's your show. It's not actually, it's ours.
Yes.
Well, I was going to play Aretha Franklin. Is that good?
But I've got 2 free plays left and we only have half an hour.
Well, we can play them. We could just not talk. We actually genuinely could not talk for the whole half hour and just play back-to-back songs, if you like.
I don't give people ideas because they'll be like, yes, you should do that.
Yeah, stop talking. Not called six talk. That's what people do say.
Do they?
Only grumpy people. Hate the haters, that's what I always say.
Haters gonna hate.
Aretha Franklin, I'll say that because your mic is at a funny angle.
That's true. Yeah. Now it's time for the news.
Yeah, that's rock steady.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
That's Dave and Ansel Collins, no relation to Andrew Collins.
You say that, but they're not. Double Barrel. How I was excited, though, in 1971 when two people with my name were on Top of the Pops.
Oh, it must have been amazing.
Brilliant. You're listening to, and we should say this, even though we're nearly done, Andrew Collins.
And JC Love.
Yeah, just in case. Double confirm, show 6 will occur in about a month's time, 3rd of September, and we will continue from there on. So we're not going anywhere. I'm not going anywhere. Josie's going to work in Edinburgh.
Thank
and
you.
And have a meltdown. But I am going to be here every week while Josie's away. And just to reiterate, because we obviously need your help, Jingle Makers.
Blessed are the Jingle Makers.
Yeah, the Jingle Makers are our friends. And next week, it's Jim Bob. We'll be sitting over there. The week after that will be Mark Haynes, who was originally on with Richard Bacon, but we're stealing him off Richard Bacon. And the week after that will be the lovely Matt Berry, well-known from the IT Crowd and the Mighty Boosh, and a musician in his own right. The week after that's me on my own. And I think that pretty much takes us up to the next Me and Josie show. So there you go. That's what's happening. What I'd really like, and this is something that you don't have to do, but you know how much we love you, is if you are clever enough to make a jingle. I'm not, or I would do them all myself. I simply am not. But you are clever. We would quite like to maybe have a jingle that has my name in it and then an and then a gap, and you could then record separately the names of Jim Bob, Mark Haynes and Matt Berry, and then we could drop them in.
I'd prefer it if you made jingles about how sad you were that I wasn't there and how you missed me.
Yeah, an element of melancholy to the tunes would be welcome. Obviously Josie would like that. You're the one who's going to have a meltdown in Edinburgh.
I am not going to have a meltdown. Stop saying this.
Well, that's what everyone went there for.
So listen, we're going to play one of my two remaining free plays.
Yeah.
And today I've been remarkably restrained on the Scottish front because this band is from New York and they're called The Shivers and they're fantastic. And there's a documentary about them, which is called Weird Hero, which you can see on Vimeo. It's about 20 minutes long. They're very unusual, but they're so wonderful. And this album's brilliant. And the track is an album track and it's called More. And check out the lyrics, they're amazing.
That was good.
I cannot get over how fantastic that song is. It feels like everything good from the 60s melded into one thing. Yeah. The lyrics astonish me. The vocal is brilliant. Everything.
It's The Shivers. And that's an album track. So what's the album called that it's
from? The album's called More. Oh, and there's some really good songs on it. There's one about how in love he is. And then the chorus is, if you don't, somebody else will. Which I think is really funny.
That is very arrogant. I like that. A John Peel track now, in fact. Disposable Heroes of Hypocrisy.
Nice bit of Michael Franti. Yes, please. Yeah. The Peel Sessions. Best song about voting ever.
It was recorded for John Peel as well on Radio 1 in 1992, but it actually says, and this is official, with a question mark, date unknown, 1992. So it was recorded in 1992.
We know it was on the way to April the 9th.
Yeah, it was around that time. It's very good. Very, very good indeed. So protest songs, that was one. We're going to play another one now. Another one that you've chosen. It's a bit like a sweet shop with too many sweets in it this last half hour, isn't it?
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
This is a young protest singer who I think is fantastic. She's been writing songs last autumn and winter, especially kind of about the student protest that she's been a part of. And I really think she's great. She loves Billy Bragg. And
Badge of honour around here.
Yeah, I've had the absolute pleasure of gigging with her at Glastonbury and at the Toll Puddle Marks Festival. And her name's Grace Petrie.
Okay, let's hope Zoe Ball likes this as well. Zoe Ball, like the Shivers.
She was Celebrity Shivers fan.
Yeah, brilliant. So we're increasing the fan base of the Shivers and hopefully of Grace Petrie. Is it Petrie or Petrie?
I don't know, but I'm sure she won't mind either way. She's very nice.
Six. Brilliant.
Grace Petrie. I mean, she makes a lot of compelling points.
It's Petrie. By the way, Ted Loaf confirmed that it is Petrie. He's also a fan of hers. Very good. Ton of bricks.
She's got a great website. Lots of free stuff up there.
We are going to now have another poem, and I'll put some poetry music underneath for you. All right.
No, all right. But it's fine. This is from Ms. Zoe Hashimoto, I think. And it's in the style of T.S. Eliot, which is a lot of fun for me as an English.
He would appreciate a bit of jazz under it, I think.
Well, I just don't even know what he would appreciate, that man. He definitely had some fruity opinions. I'm embarrassed reading it out.
Go on.
This is nice as a kind of end note to our 5-week stint.
Go.
Let us listen then, you and I, when the morning is spread out against the sky like a Scottish singer sat at a table. Let us go to certain half-deserted geeks who mutter and tweet of homemade Van Gogh embroidery on crafters' walls and Mitford's sisters with stories to tell, songs that suspiciously sound like Ryanair, thank you, with insidious intent to lead you on an overwhelming question which you have to answer on 64046. Oh, do not ask, what is it? Let us go and make our visit. Oh, my word. If you want to impress me, that is how to go about it. That
brilliant.
Was astonishing.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
T.S. Eliot reference. Superbly done. Well, thank you very much, Miz. That's two poems today. We haven't got time for any more, but maybe when we come back in 5 weeks, we can get some poetry going on. Do you think? Here's a one-hit wonder from 1981. Remember this?
No, Vic's not there.
He's not,
okay?
But it's good that they keep asking. That's
chill out.
Vaughan Toulouse and Department S from 1981. A big hit. It was 22 in the charts. Anyway, it's their only hit.
Big enough hit.
Very good. So all that remains then, before we hand you over to Liz Kershaw, is A, the comic strip will be scanned and up, hopefully quite near the end of the show today, because the scanner's working, which is good.
Yeah.
So that's good. And you'll be able to see all five. In fact, we'll group them together and allow you to kind of see the all five links.
And actually, I think they have improved in quality over the
well,
five.
That's for other people to decide, Josie Long. So you're then going on holiday for the next 4 weeks. A working holiday.
This relationship has broken down.
No, it won't. It's going to be great. And then you'll be back on the 3rd. So we'll carry on the 3rd, but we'll have some new features, which you might think of while we're away.
Yes.
I'll still be here, though. I've got Jim Bob next week, just to reiterate. Mark Haynes the week after that. Matt Bailey the week after that. And me the week after that. And then after that, Josie Long again. So thanks for listening to this first 5 shows and making it so nice and rich with your contributions.
I know I like to sort of be effusive, but I've had such a wonderful time and I really hope you've enjoyed it.
Yes. So let's play Sparks to go out with.
Oh, and this is for Julie Bauer, who made us a jingle the other week.
Yeah, we have some good jingles. You can send some more jingles if you like. This is Sparks. Liz is next.